You're listening to RN Breakfast, and on Thursdays we love to talk about new movies, and Jason DeRosso is our chosen film critic, our film critic of choice here at RN. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, Fran. I'm really well.
You're going to tell us about a film about the real-life story that inspired the novel Moby Dick. The movie's called In the Heart of the Sea. Tell us more.
Well, the story obviously inspired a masterwork of literature. And I suppose the question is, you know, does it inspire a masterwork of cinema? And
the answer is, I can tell by the look on your face, no.
Not quite. Well, not quite, not by a long shot, but it's not a bad film. It's directed by Ron Howard, who made things like The Cinderella Man and The Da Vinci Code. There's a really good performance in here from Benjamin Walker, who people might remember from Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. He plays this undeserving sort of blue blood captain of this ship, the Essex, a whaler that sets out from Nantucket in the early 1800s, looking for whales, and ends up being completely destroyed eventually by this huge monster of a whale, a leviathan. But the story is also about his kind of the tension that exists between him and the first mate, played by Chris Hemsworth, who's really the better sailor of the two, and he really should be heading this crew, but for various reasons, including coming from a landowning family and not having the right sort of lineage, he's not. So that sort of tension is playing out in what essentially is a maritime action film. And I think in a way, it's a pity that the film does spend so much time on some of these amazing set pieces, these storms that come in, this huge whale, of course. They're amazing action pieces where masts splinter and, you know, things explode below deck. But unfortunately, the film doesn't spend enough time on this sort of man angst that happens, you know, Billy Budd style between these two characters. But you get a little bit of it. And here's a clip I'm going to play from the sort of early stages of the film where the captain makes one of his first kind of rookie errors and decides to head into a storm that he really shouldn't do. And he ignores basically Chris Hemsworth's protestations, his warnings.
Sir, squall has started, Val. You must shorten sail immediately.
Not just yet, Mr. Chase.
So we're headed into a squall of more than 8 knots, and it's moving faster than that.
Let it come. Men are soft for months on land. They need a good baptism. Let them know our work has begun.
If we don't shorten sail and pair off, it'll catch us on the beam.
Mr. Chase, we will stand on. Mr. Lawrence, hold our course.
Put in course, sir.
We'll lose half a day running like that. We'll skirt the edge of it. If the men can't handle a gust like this, then God help us all.
God help us all.
Yeah, so it's fairly cliched. Look, beautifully shot. It's fun, but I don't think it's incredibly deep, and it's obviously a rather grueling story of shipwrecks and people surviving on half a biscuit a day for 90 days at sea and stuff like that.
Okay.
Look, worth a look, but certainly no masterwork.
It's always worth a look when there's a giant whale involved in flight. Also this week, a movie about the Holocaust, a new take on the experience of a Holocaust survivor.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is from German director Christian Petzold. He found in researching the Holocaust that there weren't many stories about those Holocaust survivors and the early days, weeks and months when they kind of returned back to society. People didn't want to know, and I guess there was a general mood in the country of wanting to move on. This is a story about that, but it's an interesting kind of riff in a way on the kind of double identity idea at the center of Hitchcock's Vertigo in a way. A woman played by Nina Hoss, people might recognize her from Homeland recently. She is incredibly disfigured after surviving Auschwitz. All her family have been killed. She has massive reconstruction surgery and her husband doesn't recognize her. But the husband says to her, pretend to be my wife, and together we can access this great inheritance of my wife's family. He's convinced that the wife is dead. And so she sort of plays along with this in the rubble of a Berlin where the sort of neon lights are just flickering back into action in the post-war period. And she does it in a way to see whether he really loved her at all, ever, or whether he could love her again. So it's a very, very strange film that to paraphrase Hitchcock again, really requires a lot of suspension of disbelief. However, I think it's incredibly fascinating and a really different take on the Holocaust. And a kind of flipping of what happens in Vertigo too, because really here it is about the female perspective.
And so is it much about the Holocaust itself, or is it more about the deception, the interplay of this man and woman?
It's about the deception, the interplay, but that conceit really, I think, brings into the foreground issues of grief and issues of alienation. survivor alienation from, you know, the rest of society and so forth, those sorts of issues. It brings into sharp relief those issues, which are very much linked to this character being a Holocaust survivor. So I think it's a wonderful sort of allegorical take on the Holocaust.
Is it a foreign film, this one? Is it subtitled?
It's German. Yeah, it's subtitled. But as I say, great performance from Nina Hoss. Christian Petzold's last film was that very mysterious sort of romantic thriller set in East Germany during the Cold War, Barbara. So this one's called Phoenix, and I do recommend it. It's coming up on a lot of the top 10 lists of critics who are drawing up lists at this time of the year. So, okay. Yeah, it's one to look out for, Phoenix.
Phoenix. Jason rates Phoenix, and not quite so strong on In the Heart of the Sea, but if you love a notion of a giant whale, then get along to see that one too. And you can hear more about these movies and movies more generally from Jason DeRosso. He's the host of The Final Cut, which you can hear on RN tomorrow morning at 11:30. He's actually talking to Nina Hoss, as you mentioned, the star of Phoenix. There's also a discussion tomorrow with Jason about the appallingly low rates of women directors in film. The new head of the Australian Directors Guild, Samantha Lang, joining him on The Final Cut.
Yeah, that's an important issue. That's become the issue of the year, really, women's underrepresentation at the high levels of the film industry, okay. Both here and Hollywood.
Thanks very much, Jason.